Shalom Aleichem, everybody, as we prepare for Shabbos, Parshas Bamidbar, which this year is in the Shleshes Simei Hagbalah, a time that Klal Yisrael develops his kashrus and a kesher to Kabbalah Satayr and Anonkite, and we're certainly all seeking to do that. Well, we learn Parshas Bamidbar. It's not coincidental that Parshas Bamidbar is before Matan Torah, before Shavuos, because Chazal tell us that it was deliberately that way, meaning to say that the Teichachah is in B'chukai say, and Bamidbar comes to interfere or to interrupt between the Teichachah and Matan Torah. So therefore, obviously, Parshas Bamidbar has something to do with Matan Torah, but why in the world does Parshas Bamidbar have to do with Matan Torah more than the other Parsha? Halei Davar Hu. Needs a beer. Rav Druk, in his Darash Mordechai, asks on Parshas Bamidbar, he says, what is the counting of Klal Yisrael? Klal Yisrael knows the misper of Klal Yisrael. The Rabbeinu Shlomo knows the number. Klal Yisrael told Moshe Rabbeinu, you count Klal Yisrael. It's interesting, it was such an asik to go throughout all of Klal Yisrael and to count Klal Yisrael. And it seems to be needless, because Kaviyachol, Rabbi Shalom certainly knows the number of members of Klal Yisrael. This is even more so when we get to the counting of the Levim after Chamishi in this week's parasha. But the counting of the Levim, they were counted, even Chaydesh V'mayla, babies were counted. Rashi tells us in Pasuk Tezayin that Moshe Rabbeinu said, how am I going to count the nursing babies? How am I going to go in and count them? So the Baruch Hu said, no, you go and stand by the Pesach HaOil, and the Shechina will have a baska that goes out and says, Kafi kach tinai kis yesh ba'ayolza. So Halei Davar Hu, Vaisham is saying, I know how many there are in every tent. You just stand there and get the number. And Zehu, Halei Davar was in it, a very strange thing, that you miss over the count. Kadosh Baruch Hu knows the minion. Okay, Afal Pikein Klal Yisrael should count. And not only that, when you go to every tent, a baska will tell you. When you go to the tent, a baska will tell you. Go to the, let the baska tell you all the children in the whole shade. Afal Pikein we count. Zokt, Rav Druk. Dagdama to Kabbalah Satayra is the Nase V'Nishma of Kabbalah Satayra. The idea that we do the Mitzvah Satayra even when we do not understand the reasons. We do Mitzvah Satayra because we obligate ourselves, Nase, to do the Ratzon Hashem. And Dagdama is the whole Asik of counting. The whole Asik of counting Klal Yisrael, counting the Levim, counting each Shevet, setting them up, something which we have no idea, we have no clue. Why did the Bari Olam have to tell Moshe Rabbeinu to go through this whole job of counting Klal Yisrael, counting the Levim, when Kaviyachol God knows the exact number? The answer is, we're mishabed ourselves. We're mishabed ourselves, so Kadosh Baruch Hu. And Rashi tells us a secret, that l'hadiach yibasam, it's a love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to count. Not because he needs to know the number, but to show how each and every year is counted in front of HaKadosh Baruch. So this fits in between because it illustrates the Nasa V'Nishma of Klal Yisrael. Now, Palm would speak in his Shmuz, and this is brought in Rav Shalom Smith's Rav Palm on the festivals, on page 145 and 146, that the idea of counting Yidden is to tell each year that what you do makes a Rosha, makes a difference. Don't think, if I go on vacation, so there'll be one less Yid learning this day or davening with me in this day, but there are so many Jews in it. No, every Yid is Chashuv. Every Yid contributes. Every person should feel that his Maisa is Machriya Asa'ilam. But Palm quoted a Gemara in Bava Kama on Daf, Pei Gimel Amid Aleph. The Gemara there is talking about the Takana not to have dogs, unless the dog is tied up with a chain, but not have a dog in a way that will scare people. And the Gemara, in giving the reason, says an interesting thing. It says, first, there we have 22,000 yidden. There's a special bracha a person makes. And there's a special shriya sashchina when there are 22,000 yidden in one place. And then the Gemara says, imagine you have 21,999. And a woman's going to give birth and make 22,000. And the dog will scare her. She won't give birth. Now you only have 21,999. You don't have that special Ashra Sashchina. Now, what's the likelihood of this whole thing happening? 21,999, you're missing one, a woman about to give birth. What's going on in the Gemara? Gemara wants to illustrate for us. Then when we talk about Klal Yisrael, what I'm saying about the dog in the Takana, that's pshat. But the aim is the tifkeit of it, is that the Torah wants to illustrate how every yid has to feel he could be the one that shoresh shchina b'klal Yisrael. Chazal tell us you should look at the world as if it's 50% chaya, 50% potter, and what we do is mechriya. That means to have an appreciation of you. Don't think one night I'm tired, I won't go to minyan, I won't learn. That's the mechriya, that's the thing that Klal Yisrael needs. Every yid in Klal Yisrael is an Ayla Malay and has to see himself that way. Why is that a hagdamah to Kabbalah Satayra? Of course it's a hagdamah to Kabbalah Satayra. The idea of the cheshivas that comes out from this. Klal Yisrael said Na'aseh V'Nishma. A person can't obligate himself to do something if he doesn't know what's being done. Nase, even if I obligate myself, I do a kinyan to obligate myself to something, I don't know what it is. Even if I do what it is, it's a kinyan devarim ba'alma. Gemara says in Baba Basra, Gimel Amid Aleph, if you obligate yourself to do an action, the kinyan is not chal, the obligation is not chal. If I do a kinyan and I obligate myself to visit you, or the Shach in Yeridei Reis Samach Dalet says, even if I do a kinyan, obligate myself to give you some dekos, that you be a male for my child, I'm going to let it back out. A kinyan is not b'chal only in a cheftza. Not b'chal on words. How is Nasa v'nishra? How is Nasa chal? The answer is that to be an Eved, a kinyan is chal. Even an Eved Ivri, a kinyan is chal. Na'aseh v'nishma was an obligation that our entire being are avadim la'kadosh baruch hu. Avad ayhem v'lay avadim la'avad. So that's the obligation. The obligation is to sense that sense of ischaivus, that sense of obligation, of individuality, of each person having an achrayus to the tzibur. That's the meaning of counting Klal Yisrael in between. Depends. Some people look at a gigantic number and say, it's a big number. I don't count for anything. And some people look at a number and they say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Machshav, everyone. Depends how much of a chashivus you have, how much of a significance you feel for Klal Yisrael. Let me connect this to a ha'ara on Megillas Rus. In Megillas Rus, in Perek Daled, Bayaz does a kinyan. It's the source for Kinyan Chalipin that Boaz and Toiv engage in a Kinyan. What's the Kinyan? Boaz gives Toiv a Sudar. In his case, it was a Na'aloi, shoe, and exchange. An exchange, what happened in exchange? Toiv says, I give up my right to be the first one to redeem the field and marry Rus, I give it to you. Very, very big problem. I just mentioned is a concept of kinyan devarim. The kinyan devarim manish. It's not a kinyan on a cheftza. There's no obligation. See, a kinyan is the field is yours. The item is yours. There's no kinyan on doing stuff. You can't do a kinyan to do something, to If I make a kinyan that if I win the lottery, I'll give you half. I'm not obligated. If I have a lottery ticket, I do a kinyan on the lottery ticket to give you half. That's chal. That's a kinyan on a chetz, on an object. A kinyan on a gavra. When I win, if I win, I'll give you. That's not chal. It's kinyan devar ba'alma. What kinyan did Bias do with Taiv? It's a double teller. He did a kinyan that Taiv will let Bias be the first one to redeem the field and marry Rus. There's nothing there. There's no chetzer. There's no ownership. There's no shibud. Imagine nowadays, Leilein, a woman dies without children, without no brothers to her husband. A cousin wants to marry. So the cousin says, wait, there's a closer cousin than me. Closer relative. I have to get his permission. What do you have to get his permission? What are you talking about? You have to do a kinyan? He's a beer. I guess I'll have to leave that to Leil Shulis and Yitzhak Hashem, where I hope to talk about it, but you can work on it yourself, and we'll compare notes later to see how this may or may not be chal. At any rate, tonight begins Shloshes Yemei Hagbalah, the most important Mishmanite of the entire year, the most important Mishmanite of many years, because for the Mishmanite to come out the first night of Shloshes Yemei Hagbalah is rare indeed, as rare as an Erev Pesach Chayes B'Shabbos, exactly as rare. And therefore, you have an absolutely rare and unusual opportunity. See what Mishpat tonight. Be'ezras Hashem Yisbarach. Hagut and Shabbos, Hagut and Yom Tov to all.